seriously, buddy. We're both being a bit cranky. We're on the same team here. We're on the same page.
My oath.
The milk situation in our work fridge. I mean, if there's one thing you need in the mornings, it is milk, isn't it?
I expect to come in on Monday and there's a full 2 litre thing of milk to go on my granola. That's all I ask every day. I mean, you probably want some for your coffee.
Yeah, you don't put the full 2 litres on your granola. I mean, you don't.
You love your granola,
but you don't have 2 litres every day. But you don't. You give it a good go.
It's a spit worth, all right.
Oh, mate, you slop it around. You like just want nothing else. Actually, in fact, I'm quite happy about the fact that there's no milk. I don't have to listen to the slurping for one day. But yeah, look, you've got a theory, don't you, about this milk shortage?
I'm thinking, and I've seen it happen before here, I'm thinking someone is pilfering some away.
See,
to stock up their own fridge.
Imagine someone walking in, like getting their bag. Oh, I've actually got a bag that would be big enough to fit the milk in. And getting there and putting the bloody, stealing the milk. That's not happening.
Yeah,
Come on, surely. Do you actually think? Has that happened before in
this
workplace?
It's happened before here ages ago.
Mm.
And I'll give you the scenario. A certain person working here.
Yeah,
okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah. All right.
Don't name them, please.
No, I won't name them. They're no longer here. But I knew for a fact.
Of course they aren't.
I knew for a fact she'd go, oh, Bilks.
So it's a girl.
Yeah. Well, no. She goes, mate, I couldn't get down to Woolies to get the milk, so I've actually taken some from the work fridge. And I thought, what are you doing?
She's taking it home.
Yeah, not only that, when the pandemic was on, nicking a bit of toilet paper.
Oh, you're joking.
Yeah, before the boss locked it away.
No wonder she's not here anymore. Did she get fired?
I don't know why she left, but, you know, milk was going, pens were going, a bit of toilet paper here and there, and she was and she was blatantly open about it. She was having a big laugh saying, you know what, I just can't be bothered going out of the shops to get it. I'm just going to, it's sitting there on the shelf, I'll just grab it.
That's terrible.
So
what did you say to her? So you're not confrontational at all, so you wouldn't have said anything. I'm backing. You didn't, did you?
I looked at her wide-eyed and said, you're going to get caught, mate. You can't be walking.
Maybe she did.
She came in on the weekend and said there was something. And I said, that's why there's no milk on a Monday.
Yeah.
When I want some cereal.
Well, look, maybe she's breaking back in and taking the milk every weekend.
She better not be. Better give it
well,
a feedback.
Well, I tell you what, though, there would be plenty of workplaces where people are pinching stuff. I'd love to know, Zinc Family, what gets pinched from your workplace?
Lee, hello?
I've got a kind of a funny one, actually.
Okay, come on.
I wouldn't know if it's your workplace that did, but I never got back my Donald Trump pen.
Oh, from Saturday.
Oh, Lee, you're at the races and you had a Donald Trumpy pumpy punching pen for Bilko, didn't you? I'll follow that up, darling.
Yes. That could be workplace stealing, Lee.
Hey, Lee, if it makes you feel any better, I've lost my sonnies at the races as well. I'm devastated.
Oh, they're easily done, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh,
we'll get on to that. We'll find that. Dave, hello. What do you had pinched from your workplace, mate?
When I had my business, diesel, fuel.
That's serious.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's not like milk. That's really like
a regular thing.
So hang on. What was your business?
I had trucks when I had milk trucks when I and freight trucks when I was a bit younger.
And so what, would people come and siphon it out?
Nah, workers would fill up their own cars.
Oh, that's criminal.
Oh,
I hope you caught them.
That is terrible.
They didn't last long after I found out.
Yeah. Oh, that's just blatant. That's worse than milk. Hey, Mary, what was pinched from your workplace?
Well, I used to work in New Zealand, and the lady used to come and steal the sugar portions and eat them on their break.
She'd steal the sugar and eat it on her break. Oh, my goodness.
And she used to steal toilet paper all the time.
Oh.
I think a lot of people do that, yeah.
Jeez.
She just thought it was her God-given right, though. Like, there was nothing wrong with it. And I was like, wow.
Yeah, it's so rude, isn't it? Come on.
Answer me this question, girls. If you go to Woolies and nick a grape or two when you're shopping, is that stealing?
No.
Yeah.
Look, I say no. I say no only because, I mean, it is, obviously, but I need to taste test it, and then I buy them. I know. And if it tastes, like, disgusting, well, I don't buy them.
Yeah, true.
No, I don't know, but no, it's wrong. I shouldn't do it.
No, you shouldn't. Yeah. No, well, anyway.
What about this, Bilks? Yeah. How cute is this? My mum, she listens to us on the train every day. She's in Brisbane going to work. Anyway, she's texting. She goes, Well, she said when she was working at this law firm in town, someone kept on taking her lunch rolls out of the fridge before lunchtime, so I was left with no lunch, she said. It happened about four times. I then laced a roll with chili sauce one day with ham and cheese, so they got a surprise, and she said it didn't happen anymore.
Mum! The ultimate revenge!
I can't believe she did that. Good work, Penguin.